It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Moments before we start our championship games here on 92.1 at KMZA. It's been an absolutely wild day here in the primary gym. Kirk Kelman back in studio. Kareem Prophet, now Bell Smith, joining us here from Dauphin West girls athlete. But again, we got our championship games, our lineups here. We'll have Axel and Hanover boys, a rematch from last season, and then our next one will be the Centralia and Lynn girls. We just got done playing two really great games on our third-place matches with the Dauphin West boys coming up over Clifton Clyde boys, 50-47, a three-point win, and then the Axel Eagle girls falling by 1 point shy over Blue Valley, 45-44. So we've had nothing but great games today. We're hoping for another two great games here to finish off our slate, and we have the rematch between the Axel Eagles and Hanover from last season. These two teams have not met yet this year in basketball, but if you know what these two teams went through earlier in the year in fall, this is some rivalry action between these two teams. Axel, they had their four-time consecutive streak going to the state championship in football come to an end with Hanover Wildcats getting the victory in the sub-state championship game in football, beating out Axel in the fourth quarter. They also beat Axel in the regular season as well. So these two teams, these two communities, they show up for each other. And let me tell you, this is the biggest the crowd has been here in the primary gym. This is a huge game between these two teams, Hanover and Axel. Hanover, the ranked number one team of Class 1A Division II and the number one seed in this tournament. Axel, the Class 1A Division II, number ranked two team in that class, and the number two seed in this tournament as well. Axel Eagles, led by head coach Jason Tynan in his 11th season. He's got 158 wins here with the Axel Eagles, 13-0 this year, a 35-game winning streak. The Hanover Wildcats, they are 12-0 so far this season. So someone's got to fall. Someone's got to take a loss in this game, and someone's got to come away with a victory. Last year it was Axel who won 70-61 in the Twin Valley League Championship over Hanover. We saw Axel yesterday against Dauphin West. Both me and Bell Smith did. Axel, they beat Dauphin West. Dominant game there, beating them. And, you know, one thing about this Axel team is that you said a lot, it's their hype. They kind of lack a little bit of it with Logan Sandman not being fully 100% healthy. He did manage to come back in, get a little bit of reps there in that second half, but otherwise, without Logan Sandman, this is a really great Axel team. You know, they fired a lot of other cylinders, Colin Shaughnessy, Landon Schmidt. What does Axel have to do in this game to come out and get their fourth consecutive TDL championship victory?
I mean, along with yesterday, I think playing great defense, I mean, pressure defense, they did really well on that, and then their defense turned into great transition offense. So I think them running the court will be a good offensive thing for them this game.
Yeah, and you look here at this team for Axel, Landon Schmidt, he's a good player for the Axel Eagles. He's stepped up pretty big in all of these tournament games. He's had over double digits in all of them. And you kind of look at the rest of it, Wyatt Detweiler, he can step up. Colin Shaughnessy, it's kind of one of his lower scoring games yesterday against Dauphin West, not scoring 20 points. For most players, you know, just being able to get double digits is pretty big. But for Colin Shaughnessy, if he's not scoring over 30 points, you know, in his mind, like, that's a bad game. So, you know, for him, he wants to come out here, have a dominating game. But, of course, you know, he's a selfish player. He can get it out to the rest of his teammates. And a player like Colin Shaughnessy, that's what makes him so special, is his ability to get the ball to his players around the floor. And you know, you kind of talk about a player like Colin Shaughnessy. I mean, how great is it to have a player like him on your team that really elevates the rest of your roster?
I think that opens up a lot for them. I mean, his ability to drive and kick it out is great for their other shooters like Detweiler and Schmitz and Liebarger, and I think him being able to also get it inside to Talbot is great for this Axel team.
Here, both teams starting lineups coming out onto the floor here for the Axel Eagles, the lower seeded team in tonight's action. For the Axel Eagles, it's Landon Schmitz, the 5'10 senior, Joe Liebarger, the 5'10 junior, Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'10 junior guard, Colin Shaughnessy, the 6'2 senior guard, and Lucas Talbot, the 6' senior for the Axel Eagles. The Axel Eagles are led by head coach Jason Tynan, who won head coach of the year back last season, Class 1A Division 2. We'll get you to starters for Hanover after the playing of the national anthem. 2 minute timeout. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
We start our TVL Boys Championship here, 92.1 KMZ. Axel wins the tip-off here, working with it. Landon Schmitz under the glass, and this ball is being scraped for here on the paints, and this ball still loose. Hanover picking it up half court. It's Braylon Mine. Mine with it in the key. Backdoor cut to behind him, looking for Bruna, and a foul to follow immediately after. Already action taking place. Four quarters basketball action, nearly 32 minutes to go. All here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Starters here for Hanover, by the way, Braylon Mine, Kadra Covers, Cooper Bruna, Tanner Bruna, and Jack Bruna. Hanover led by head coach Corey Jensen in his 13th season with the Wildcats. Axel with the ball. Schmitz out to Liebarger. Joe Liebarger. Here to Talbot. Talbot inside. High post shot. Left side. Out to the right of the rim and rebounded by Braylon Mine. Mine, who averages roughly around 6 rebounds a game, making the board. Down the floor. Axel knocks the ball out of bounds. Here working with it is the Hanover Wildcats on the baseline. It's Kadra Coer, starting quarterback for the Hanover Wildcats that led Hanover to a championship this season, Class 1 Division 2 in football. Hanover with the ball. Jack Bruna to Coerst. Coerst at the top of the perimeter, driving right side underneath his legs, dribbling one-on-one against Detweiler. Now Shaughnessy on the baseline, getting it out to Bruna. Bruna fighting his way back to the basket, in for two. 5'10 sophomore slices. Axel trying to respond down the floor, but denied. Shaughnessy is blocked by Tanner Bruna. This ball back in the hands of the Hanover Wildcats. Now back for Axel. Working now, Liebarger. Liebarger down the floor, Shaughnessy. Baseline, driving. Inside kick to Detweiler, and Detweiler will go in for two. Good look from Colin Shaughnessy, who snags the assist. Hanover at the top of the perimeter. Right side, out to Jack Bruna, 6'1 sophomore here. He drives in right side, and he'll miss the shot. Rebounds by Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor. Shaughnessy steps back. I think he was trying to line himself for a three-pointer, but he kind of lost control of the ball momentarily. He sets up a screen left side for Liebarger. Liebarger, right shot, jumper from the high elbow, missed and rebounded by Cooper Bruna. Both these teams are definitely the most physical teams here on the boys' side at the Twin Valley Tournament. There's no doubt about it. Either the 1-2 team of Class 1 Division 2 and here in this championship at the TVL Tournament. As Colin Shaughnessy gets a steal, he's taking this ball down the floor for Axel. Take a three-pointer from a straightaway shot. It'll be missed. Ball will go out of bounds, and the possession will be maintained by Axel. Lucas Talbot coming out of the game, and Bill Liebarger, the 6'2 sophomore, will come in for Axel. Shaughnessy into Detweiler on the left side wing. Detweiler into Bill. Bill here turning around, back out to Wyatt. Wyatt back towards the defender, driving to the top of the perimeter. He goes right side to Joe. Joe, Bill, now to Schmidt. Schmidt, three-point shot, left side of the iron, and rebounded by Braylon Mine. Mine, the leader in points this season for Hanover, is going to be averaging over 18 points a game this year. Mine with the ball on the near side wing. A 6'1 senior here looking to jump into his shot from the short corner. He misses it, and the board is by Bill Liebarger. Axel down the floor, nearly taken away, but they're going to get a foul called against Cooper Bruna. It'll be his first foul of the game. Second foul here against Hanover. Two fouls in this quarter. 4:56 to go in quarter one. 2-2 our score. Axel with the ball. TVL championship here on the boys' side with Hanover and Axel. Joe driving inside, and they're going to say the last one to touch it was Hanover. He lets it go out of bounds. Smart play by Joe not to pick that ball up. Now Axel can have an inbound play under the glass on the right side. There's Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy into Detweiler. Detweiler to Schmidt. Schmidt looks at his right side, finds Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy backing up, passes, sets the screen to his teammate, Bill. Bill, left side, Wayne drives, in for two, a slicer for Joe Liebarger. Hanover, now with the ball, down by two, the first lead change of the game, and now they tie it up. Tanner Bruna, in for two for Hanover. There's a three-point shot to try to respond. Schmidt gets it from the deep lagoon. They're going to say it's actually a long two for Schmidt. Feet were lined up on the three-point line. Regardless, Axel maintaining this lead, 6-4 over Hanover, 4:05 to go in quarter one. Gager Coherst throw in from the sideline into Tanner Bruna, trying to use the backboard, couldn't get it to go in. And now a rebound by Joe Liebarger. Down the floor, underneath, set up nicely by Schmidt to Schmidt. Joe Liebarger got credit with the assist. Axel now up by 4, 8-4 over Hanover. And they're going to foul on the floor against Axel. Mine drawing the foul with 3:47 to go here in this first quarter. And they're going to actually call it a shot foul. Go up and shoot two at the line will be Braylon Mine. Fouls against Schmidt. Up and good. Excuse me, they're going to say the bucket counted for Braylon Mine, so it was the three-point play. That's now just 8-7. Axel only up by one to Hanover. Axel working with the ball. Schmitz under his legs. Turning around him, he fires it out to Joe. Joe, a three-pointer, 4 foot off the arc. It doesn't make the shot, but Bill makes the rebound. Second chance opportunity for Axel. Shaughnessy, he misses, and a rebound by Tanner Bruna. Axel. Now Hanover down the floor, and they're going to get a foul. Braylon Mine again using his physical presence to complete a layup, and now a chance for another three-point play. Braylon Mine saying physical to the basket. Foul was on Axel. But they're still trying to get the number right here. It's against Landon Schmidt. That'll be his first foul of the quarter. Second lead change of the game as well. Braylon Mine using his physicalness. He completes the three-point plays. That back-to-back three-point plays now for Hanover. Axel down by 2, 10-8. The Hanover with 3:07 to go in quarter one. Joe driving right side. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hanover. Axel will throw it in from the Hanover bench. Far side with Landon Schmitz. Schmitz is already at 4 points in this first quarter. He bounce passes it in to Joe Liebarger. Liebarger to Schmitz. Schmitz high points it. Drives inside. No, looks it. Now to the left corner. To Detweiler. Inside. Now flipped around opposite to Schmitz. Schmitz. Inside. Out. Pass to Joe. Joe Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy loses the ball for the turnover. Second turnover of the quarter for the Axel Eagles. 2:47 left to go in the first quarter. 10-8. 2-point lead for Hanover over Axel. Substitution here for Axel. They'll bring in Clayton Hyden, the 5'10" junior letter winner. They'll put him in for Landon Schmitz. Hanover with it. Driving left side. Coherz. Bounce pass to Mine. Mine staying patient under the basket in for two. 12-8. Hanover leads by 4 now over Axel. Both teams about a 4-point lead over each other now. In this first quarter with 2:22 to go in the first. 12-8. Hanover over Axel. Detweiler, left lane drive. Pump fake inside. They're going to get him on a travel. 2:17 to go in this first. You can tell it on both these teams. They're playing physical. Quick shout out to our TVL tournament sponsors, State Bank of Axel, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Vine Technologies, Cooking Company, Wankin Oil Company, and Ellers Repair. As down the floor, taking the ball down is Cager Coherz, the junior. Cager Coherz to Mine, right hand, trying to finish. What a move, Braylon Mine. He is taking over quarter one here in this game. And here's a rebound underneath by Jack Bruna. Hanover back with the ball. Bruna in his hands. They get an offensive foul called against Hanover. That'll turn the ball over. 1:50 to go in the first. 14-8. Hanover up by 6 over Axel. Detweiler half court. Throws it right side. The Liebarger. Bounce pass. To Logan Sandman, who's in the game! And the Mountain scores and will draw the and one. He came in the bottom half of the third quarter yesterday against Donovan West. He got some applause and excitement from the crowd, but Jason Tynan decided it is time for him to come in a big moment in time. And here he airballs it. The Logan Sandman shot is up and good, or missed. The layup was good. This is the end of one, but now actually down by 4, 14-10 to Hanover with 1:33 to go in this first quarter. Bounce pass up to the top of the perimeter. Here working with it is Hunter Kickafer back in here in the game for the first time for Hanover. 3-point shot up by Jack Bruna. Now will rattle in like a bullet in a tin can. Jack Bruna, the big three. 17-10, Hanover over Axel in this first quarter. 1:15 to go. Axel with it, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy has yet to score in quarter one. Couldn't imagine he's held off the board much longer. Here's a 3-point pull-up from Liebarger. It's missed, and Mine picks up the board for Hanover. Mine down the floor. Pull-up shot, fade away, missed, and rebounded by Heinen. Axel trying to respond. 50 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Heinen takes the three. Now the Detweiler. Detweiler over the top to Logan Sandman. And they're going to get a foul on the baseline on Hanover. And now that you got the height in the game with Logan Sandman, the tallest here on the floor at 6'6", you can start kind of feeding underneath to your posts. Logan Sandman here at the free throw line. His first time he went up and went 0-for-1. Here he spins the ball in his hand. He floats it, and now he's been shy twice. He hasn't shot a free throw shot in quite a while. Definitely been over a month. First game back in 2026 was yesterday. Here's next free throw shot is up, and it is taking a couple of drops, and now it's off the left side of the basket. Sandman goes 0-for-2. Tanner Bruna makes the rebound for Hanover. Hanover. They're going to waste some time off the clock here. Mine's aware of the time on the board. 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hanover 17, Axel 10. Mine wants to give Hanover the last shot here of this quarter. Now to Cooper Bruna. Cooper to Kadrick. Kadrick back to Mine. Hanover is playing this to their strength. Mine dribbling left side. Now to Jack Bruna. Jack Bruna dribbles right. Pass back up. 8 seconds to go in this first quarter. Foul called on Axel. 7 seconds to go here in this first. 17-10, Hanover over Axel. And a timeout will be called with 7 seconds to go in quarter one. A timeout called here by Axel. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
7 seconds left to go here in quarter one, 17-10. Hanover leads over Axel. Hanover, chance for a last second play to end this quarter here on a high note. Already on a pretty high note as it is already. Mine with the ball, driving inside, turning around, flipping out, 3-point shot. Jack Bruna, he sinks it. To end quarter number one, Jack Bruna, his second three of the quarter. Hanover was at 1 point down, 8-4 to Axel. They have outscored them 16-2 since that point. Axel's going to find a response coming out in the quarter two, down 20-10 here to Hanover. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of quarter number two between Axel and Hanover in the TVL Boys Championship. Hanover up 20-10 over Axel. Foul is drawn. Hanover, they outscored Axel 20-10 in the first quarter. They were down at 1.8-4 and then went on a stretch where they outscored Axel 16-2. Here at the free throw line, it's Cooper Bruna. And his first shot is up and in. Now Hanover has scored 17 of the last 19 points in this game. Your Axel, how to get yourself back on the board?
I mean, I think just their defense is failing them right now. I think they need to get sound in defense and then work on nailing down shots. Colin, they're face guarding Colin right now, so I think they're going to have to find another way to score.
Colin Shaughnessy with it at the top of the perimeter. Going to the free throw line. By the way, that was Cooper Bruna, 22-10 now. Hanover over Axel, ball out of bounds, and Colin Shaughnessy upset about it. That'll be a turnover there for the Axel Eagles, their fourth turnover of the game. But you called it right. It's pretty much been the defensive side for Axel that just really hasn't been doing the best. As currently right now, out of the last 20 points scored, 18 of it, but now make that out of the last 22 points. 20 has went to Hanover, and splitting inside. That was Coers, but Axel trying to find a way to respond. Down by 14, 24-10, and trying to prevent a turnover is Detweiler, but Axel can't save it from going out of bounds. Back-to-back turnovers, Hanover up by 14, 24-10. And a timeout will be called by head coach Jason Tine, and it'll be a full 60. We'll take the timeout as well. 7:05 to go in the second quarter. 24-10. Hanover leads over Axel. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
7 minutes, 5 seconds to go. The second quarter, 24-10. Here, Hanover leads over Axel by 14 points. Hanover out of the last year, 22 points scored. They own 20 of those points. It's been quite the run here for the Hanover Wildcats, and Axel just hasn't been able to handle it very well on the defensive side. Hanover with it. Bruna, up top, Mine, pump fakes a three, kicks it back out. Kadra Coher steps back, left side driving, underneath the basket, finding Bruna, and Bruna goes in 4-2. 26-10, a 16-point lead now for Hanover over Axel. Schmidt, Shaughnessy is yet to get on the board yet in this game for Axel. Weibarger on the right wing. He drives inside, loses the ball, it's stolen by Coher. Down the floor, he goes one-on-one, Euro step inside. And a rebound by Axel after the missed shot by Bill. Shaughnessy. Butter on the fingers, nearly loses the ball out of bounds. Keeps it alive, though. Schmidt, Leibarger, Detweiler to Shaughnessy. He'll try to take a straightaway three. It's something from net, a foot and a half off the arc. That's a huge three. 13-point lead now for Hanover, though. 26-13 over Axel, 5:47 to go in the second quarter. Hanover with it, and now they don't have it no more. Joe Leibarger has the steal. Down the floor, Euro inside, and they're going to foul in Hanover. Leibarger will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So if you kind of said earlier, Colin Shaughnessy, he's being face guarded. Well, the best thing you can do is just drop back and bop a fly shot.
I know. I mean, what else you got going for you?
And Shaughnessy, first points of the game coming in the second quarter. Leibarger here at the free throw line, hits his first one. Joe Leibarger, 3 points here in this first half, 2 points in the first quarter. And here at the free throw line, he goes 2 for 2. An 11-point game, 26-15. Hanover leads over Axel, 3-point shot up off the iron, rebounded by Detweiler. Here, Axel can finally get on the move. Shaughnessy underneath, couldn't make the layup, but a foul will get called against Axel. Hanover to maintain this, or to get the possession. 5:27 to go in the first half. Foul's called on Landon Schmitz. That's his second foul, third foul of the game. That is huge to have him in foul trouble. Schmitz will come out, and the Mountain, Logan Sandman, will come in. Braylon Mines. Indicator Coers. Coers down the floor to the far side. One-on-one against Detweiler. Mine taking right side. Sandman shot a steal. His first steal in 2026. Couldn't get the finish to the basket. His foul go up and shoot two. Huge play by Logan Sandman. Now he can shoot two at the free throw line. Logan Sandman at the line. His first shot is up. And in. Even at 6'6", he can move at the speed of lightning. Logan Sandman, first shot up and in, looking to make the same, go for his second. And that one will follow through as well. 2 for 2 at the free throw line on that attempt for Sandman. It's now a 9-point game. Mine driving inside. Denied by Sandman. Down the floor quickly. Underneath. Hyden in for two just like that. Axel has found momentum. A surge from Sandman. 26-19. Axel's now only down by 7 to Hanover. With 5 minutes to go in quarter two. Timeout taken. 30 seconds. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
5 minutes left to go in the second quarter, 26-19. Axel went down by 7, and Bellsmith, we're seeing a resurgence here in Axel, and kind of why is that right now if they're kind of coming back in the second quarter?
Their defense is doing great for them. I think that three from Shaughnessy kick-started them and gave them a surge of confidence and able to get their defense going, and their pressure defense is great for them in transition, and I think that's where they get a lot of their points and a lot of their shots is transition for them.
They mentioned the defense stepping up. Logan Sandman, they just had that huge block that created a turnover in for two for Axel. And now just like that, Axel, man, they are really finding a lot of confidence in this game. Especially Logan Sandman officially back in the lineup full time. Back to that 9-5. Here's Bruna. Shot inside jumper. He goes in for two. Now Axel down the floor with Detweiler. Left side look to Liebarger. Liebarger shaking, goes over to Sandman. Sandman using all of 6'6" to go in for two. 28-21. Up by a touchdown score is Hanover to Axel. 4:17 to go in the second quarter. And here's a turnover from Hanover. They have had two in this quarter for the half. At one point, Axel allowed a stretch where Hanover had 20 out of 22 points scored. It was impressive. But now since then, Axel has started to really found themselves back in this game. And then just like that, Liebarger gives up an easy steal by Bruna. Down the floor, one-on-one against Logan Sandman. I'd kick that ball out too if I was Bruna. And a three-point shot is missed and rebounded by Bruna as he'll go up, foul, and shoot two. Cooper Bruna. A foul called on Colin Shaughnessy. His first foul of the game. Cooper Bruna, who had the offensive rebound there at the free throw line. His first shot is up and out. And Sandman will take a break to the bench after giving some resurgence here to Axel. And for them, they'll put in the 6'2" sophomore Bill Liebarger. Next free throw shot is up and in for Cooper Bruna. He goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 29-21, 8-point lead for Hanover over Axel with 3:49 left to go in this second quarter. Joe to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, only 3 points this game so far. A three that was hit in this second quarter. Shaughnessy driving inside through three defenders. Misses his shot. Rebound is by Jack Bruna. He had 2 threes in that first quarter. Quiet second quarter though for Bruna. As Cooper Bruna has it, and now he does it. Down the floor, Clayton Heinen, an easy finish. And now Heinen's got 2 beautiful layup finishes. And a timeout will be taken. 29-23, a 6-point lead for Hanover over Axel. 3:26 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coming up to substitution timeout. Detweiler here down the floor, finishing in for two. Axel now only down by 429-25 to Hanover with 2:52 left to go in this second quarter. Hanover was at one point up 24-10 over Axel in this quarter. Axel, they have found great resurgence. Three-point shot up by Jack Bruna, and he nails it. That's his third three of the half. Axel down the floor. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Kadrick Coers. And Logan Sandman, after getting a quick break to the bench, he will come right back in here for Clayton Heinen. Heinen, who comes off to the bench after a nice second quarter so far, form of 4 points. Colin Shaughnessy also comes in. So you got the 1-2 punch combo in Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman. Before Sandman got hurt, both of them were averaging 35 points together per game. 32-25. And a foul called on Bruna at the top of the high key on Hanover. As Hanover has this lead by 7, 32-25, 2:23 to go in the second quarter. Foul is against Jack Bruna, his second of the game. Wyatt Detweiler will throw it in from the near sideline. Looks to his right side. He finds in the Liebarger. Liebarger dribbles to his right. Now he looks to his left, finds Detweiler. Detweiler, quick pass, look. Now right, Liebarger, three-point shot. Too strong on the arm. Mine makes the rebound. Mine down the floor. Bounce pass to Bruna. And a poke fake to draw two to go up to the free throw line. As Jack Bruna. Good connection down the court by Braylon Mine. We've talked a lot about really how great an athlete is Colin Shaughnessy, but one of the best and one of the top athletes here in the PVL. You've got to have Braylon Mine a part of the mix. Mine, he's one of the high mix top athletes in this TVL tournament. His quickness, his decision making. The next free throw shot is made by Bruna. He goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line, missed his first, made his second. 8-point lead for Hanover, 33-25 to Axel with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Shaughnessy throwing in the Sandman, bounce pass back out to Shaughnessy, driving baseline, trying to go for reverse layup, now straight ahead. Couldn't get the shot to go in, now down the floor, Cooper Bruna, right hand finish, in for two. Cooper Bruna, 9 points on the half. And now Hanover is back up by 10, and now another steal, another turnover for Axel. Tanner Bruna, his second steal of the game. He's forced 2 turnovers. Mine underneath behind his shoulder. He found Tanner Bruna in for two. And just as I kind of said about Braylon Mine, he's a terrific athlete. He also averages 3.5 assists per game, and this is why. He does a great job of keeping his eyes up on the floor and surveying the field and getting the ball to his teammates. At the line, first shot. Only shot up for Bruna is missed from the 2-point play. And a foul called on Kadra Coherst. 1:22 to go in the second quarter. Coherst, that's his second foul of the game. 37-25, our score. Hanover over Axel in this TVL Boys Championship. After, we'll have our girls, Centralia and Lynn. Axel with the ball. 1:18 to go in this first half. Detweiler, Heinen, Heinen, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy finding Sandman. Sandman missed his first shot. Thought was able to get the foot back with an underhand reverse layup. Down the floor, Hanover. Up top, Bruna. Dribbling, driving, left side, kick out Coherst on the near. Axel. They are getting the ball back as Hanover get called an offensive foul. It'll be against Tanner Bruna, his third foul of the game. That is one thing here for Hanover. They have a couple of players in some early foul trouble. Axel, they have Schmitz in foul trouble. He's been on the bench since the start of this quarter with 3 fouls. For Axel. Axel down by 10, 37-27, with 48 seconds to go in this second quarter. Heinen shooting a three, misses off the mark, trying to make the rebound is mine, but they're going to stay. They have the possession, the timeout called on the floor by his coach, Jensen. 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. 37-27. Hanover leads over Axel. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axel for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axel, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with 37 seconds to go in quarter two of our TVL Boys Championship. Axel down by 10 to Hanover, 37-27. Hanover with the ball. Coherst setting a screen for Cooper Brunel. And he'll flip out left side. He'll get the ball. Coherst dribbling to his right side in stride, getting out to Jack Bruna. Jack Bruna, three-point shot. Off, it's his fourth made off the half. 17 seconds to go in this quarter. Down by 13 now is Axel Shaughnessy with on the right wing. Puts his nose into the ground and drives it. Short corner, trying to get back up the doubt wire. Ball is stolen. Bruna Coherst up and in for two. And Hanover ends the first half with an electrifying shot. We saw a resurgence from Axel, but then Hanover put themselves back on top. Now 14 points, 15 points, 42-27. We'll be back here in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for a halftime show.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hanzaland Radio.
here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we are at a halftime between our Twin Valley League Boys Championship game between Hanover and Axel, a rematch from last season, which Axel won 70-61. Right now, a first half primarily dominated by the Hanover Wildcats. They are ahead 42-27 over the Axel Eagles. They led the first quarter coming out of it 20-10, and they outscored Axel 22-17 in quarter number two as well. The biggest stretch of this game for Hanover was at one point they outscored Axel 22-2 in the first half before Axel would finally get back on the board. They'd find a bit of resurgence through Logan Sandman coming into the game again. He came back for the first time in 2026 yesterday in the third quarter versus D-West when the game was already a 20-point favor up top for Axel. But Logan Sandman coming in the midst of a brawl, he's got 6 points in the first half. He hasn't gotten any rebounds, but for Axel, it is huge to have a player like him in. He's already had a steal, a block, so he's already first two turnovers. And you can see that every time Hanover gets the ball inside the paint and they're one-on-one against Sandman, there's nothing they can do. They have to kick it out because, I mean, you're talking a 6 foot, 6 foot one matchup against a 6 foot six junior in Logan Sandman. I mean, and the height right there, but it's not only just the height by Logan Sandman, it's his verticality. He's got a great stretch to him, so he's a player who's still trying to get healthy, but man, that's what's going to be a key here this second half is how much more involved can you get Logan Sandman? How much longer can you keep him out there on the floor for Axel? But Colin Shaughnessy, someone who's been averaging 30 points a game in his last 8 games, right now only 5 points at the half. He's got to be able to get going. Belle Smith, who now had to just leave me, but because she lives pretty far, so she has got to make that drive. I got to make that drive as well after all these broadcasts get through with the incoming storm coming up shortly. But again, you know, what she said was Colin Shaughnessy's been getting face guard in that first half, and that was nothing shy of the truth as he was. No matter where he was at on the floor, there was a guy right there in his face, and he had to finally take a drop back like 3 foot off the arc before he even got his first shot to go in. So, again, the interesting second half for Axel to make some adjustments. Hanover looks at the book to keep their foot down if they want to come away with this victory. Again, here's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll be back in 2 minutes for the start of our second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hanover 42, Axel 27.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio.
Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Still two more quarters and 60 minutes of basketball action on the way here. 92.1 KMZA and our boys' TBL championship between Axel and Hanover. But Hanover starts the second half with a steal. Tanner Bruna trying to go in and put it in for two. But the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch off of his knee. So both teams exchanging turnovers. Axel down 42-27 at the start of this third quarter to Hanover. Shout out to a couple of our TBL sponsors, First National Bank, Frankfurt, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, Medina Sink, and the Bank of Highland and Bruna Implement. Axel with the ball, Schmitz on the far wing. Dribbling in, stepping out, now to Talbot. Talbot trying to find his teammate on the near side, and Detweiler, but that ball skips out of bounds. And now Axel with their ninth turnover of the game. In the first half, Axel gave up four threes, only hit one of their own. Axel's out-rebounded 11-9. Eight turnovers there for the Eagles in that first half. Hanover with it. Cohurst up top to Bruna. Bruna to Mine. Mine, who had a very nice first half for the Hanover Wildcats, and puts up to Cooper Bruna. Cooper Bruna driving left side, air spinning, firing down the lane, and in for two, Cooper Bruna. Cooper Bruna, 11 points on the game. The third to join double digits here for the Hanover Wildcats. But Axel responds with Colin Shaughnessy in for two. This is 7th point of the game for Axel. Hanover with the ball, pump faking Cohurst on the right wing. And he'll put his nose down, drive, go opposite side, a Leibarger to the top of the perimeter. He'll throw it. Cooper, under the glass to finish for two. Cooper Bruna, the only 1 point here for Hanover in this third quarter. He's got four now. Axel trying to respond under the glass. Big block underneath by Tanner Bruna, his second block of the game. Both these teams have blocked a decent amount of shots against each other in this game, playing at a very physical level on both sides. And Axel will be called on a travel. That'll be the 10th turnover of the matchup. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Hanover 46, Axel 29. They're down by 17 to Hanover. Cohurst flips off to his teammates. The ball. And Tanner Bruna goes in for two. A great pass by Cohurst, a second assist. And here's another steal by Braylon Mine as he's down the floor for Hanover. Mine working short corner. Can't shoot it. Well, backdoor pass it to his teammate Cohurst. Cohurst misses a layup. The rebound's by Talbot. Schmitz to the top to Joe Leibarger. Down the right side to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy to Detweiler. Detweiler dribbling to his right side. Knee bounce passes it to a flock of Wildcats. There is no one there on the offensive side. It's an easy steal for Kadra Coher's 3-point shot is up and missed by Tanner Bruna. Jack Bruna. We had four threes in that first half, the 6-1 sophomore. Two threes in the first and two threes in the second. Split it evenly quite well. But the missed shot will give the ball back to Axel as they'll bring Logan Sandman off the bench back into the game. And 6 points in the first half of blocking the steal. 48-29, a 19-point deficit for Axel to face against Hanover. 5:10 to go in this third quarter. Detweiler passing up the half court to Schmitz. Schmitz with three fouls in the first half and had to come out early in the second quarter. Sandman or two defenders couldn't finish. And there with it is Gager Cohurst after the rebound. Cohurst driving right side. One-on-one. Missed the shot. Ball on the floor. Rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler turning around and they're going to get him on an easy travel. Lifted his back right foot up when he was spinning and looking for an outlet. This is the fifth turnover of this quarter for Axel. This is their most turnovers in a single quarter. Not a way you want to come out to try to get back into a game as they have their large deficit to face, but a steal down the floor. It's Leibarger spinning, fighting inside, drawing a foul by Braylon Mine. He'll go up and shoot two. 4:31 to go in the third quarter, 48-29. Hanover leads over Axel. Joe Liebarger heading up to the free throw line. Shout out to a couple more of our TVL tournament sponsors, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agra Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. First shot is up and good for Joe Liebarger. He's got 5 points on the game. His last time up at the free throw line. There's only another time up. He went 2 for 2. The second shot is to make it a 17-point game, and it falls through. And a 17-point game it is. 48-31, Hanover over Axel, but 4:27 to go in the third quarter. Hanover with the ball. Coerced. Mine transfers out behind him. Bruna. Three-point shot up and off the iron. Rebounded by Mine, and Mine tries to stretch it in front of the basket. 2 foot in front. Couldn't hit it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Hanover will maintain it. Braylon Mine, who had a nice performance in the first half, 10 points, all coming in the first quarter. Hanover getting it outside the perimeter to Tanner Bruna. Bruna out to Coerced. Coerced dribbling to his right side. Flips it out to his teammate behind him. Bruna. Bruna back to Coerced. Screen is set. Coerced in the key. Backdoor pass. Finding Mine. What a pass by Kedra Coerced. Sliced through two defenders. Mine his first point since quarter one. Back to a 19-point lead. Largest for Hanover over Axel. 50-31. Another turnover for the Axel Eagles. A steal by Cooper Bruna. 50-31. Hanover leads over Axel. 3-point shot by Coerced is off the iron and rebounded in the hands of Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy out to Schmitz. Schmitz bounce passing into Sandman, and he fakes out a defender but couldn't finish with the bunny. Rebound was by Tanner Bruna. And now Hanover Wildcats have the ball. Bruna with it on the right wing. Back up top. The left swung to Coerced. Coerced, Tanner Bruna. Tanner Bruna's got 10 points on this game. Goes underneath to Kedra Coerced, who finishes in for two. Hanover looking to put a substitute in the game. Brady Solacek, the 5'11 junior, for the first time as he waits on the scores table. Axel handling the ball. Schmidt to Sandman, and Sandman loses the ball off of his right foot. And the takeaway is by Tanner Bruna. And if you're Hanover, you got to get the ball past half court. They finally do so. Kedra Coerced with it. Pass up the timeline. Bounce on the right side of Mine. Mine. Tempo being slowed here for Hanover. Mine under the glass. Here, driving and finishing in for two after drawing the foul. The foul will be against, I believe, Logan Sandman. It will be. That is his third foul of the game, and he will have to come out to the bench. You want to save a guy like him for the fourth quarter if you're Axel. Mine at the free throw line, trying to complete this three-point play. He has been pretty good at three-point plays in this game. He had two in the first quarter, and he hit both those and-ones, and here he hits the and-one here. He's 3 for 3 at the free throw line now, Braylon Mine. 55-31, another steal. Cooper Bruna down the floor trying to get a finish. That'll draw a foul from Axel, and Bruna will go up to the line to shoot, too. Hanover up by their largest lead, 24 points over Axel, 55-31 with 2:07 to go in this third quarter. Cooper Bruna's free throw shot is up and is in. Cooper Bruna, one of just four players here for Hanover, have double digits scored. And his second free throw shot is missed. The rebound by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy down the floor, under his legs, dribbling, driving. Foul called on Solacek. His first foul of the game as he just came into the game for Hanover. Axel throwing it from the near side. Shaughnessy in the Detweiler. 2 minutes now left to go in the third quarter. 56-31. Hanover over Axel by 25 points. Their largest lead of this game. Schmitz on the left side wing loses the ball, but I think they're going to say Hanover touched it and everyone will disagree with it. actually appreciate the break. Shaughnessy will throw it in to Schmidt. Schmidt's back to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy flies a three. It skips off the top of the rim, and it's rebounded by Braylon Mine. Mine now down the floor, right-hand dribbling, left-hand pickup. Flies it outside the perimeter to his teammate Cohurst. Cohurst. Pass faking, the slot check now will go that way after being fouled by an Axel defender. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. 56-31, Hanover still over Axel by 25 points. Clayton Heinen comes in for substitution for Joe Leibarger. Pass down the floor. Here it's in for Hunter Kickafer. Hunter Kickafer in the Mine. Mine driving, stepping, fading away, trying to finish the basket, couldn't hit it. But a rebound on the offensive side by Kager Cohurst. He'll try to go back in with it. But there's a foul on the floor called on Axel. These two teams still play in the second half part of this season. And we'll have that matchup on 92.1 KMZA as well. These two teams going to play each other at a high level. Cooper Bruna hitting a three from the deep corner. 8 points on the half for Cooper Bruna, and this third has been phenomenal. Schmitz driving inside. Foul called on the floor from Hanover. A 28-point lead over Axel. This is the biggest deficit Axel has faced all season long. Axel, they're at risk of losing a 35-game winning streak here to the Hanover Wildcats. One that dates back all the way to last season. The only loss they had last year. Shaughnessy, three-point shot is missed from an inbound play. And now Hanover is taking this one down the floor. Braylon Mine, Euro step, left side in for two. A 30-point lead now for Hanover over Axel. 61-31 with 40 seconds to go in this third quarter. And Hanover, this could be a big statement victory over Axel if they can really pull this one off. But Detweiler in the far corner splashes a three to draw it to 27. 61-34, Hanover down the floor with Mine. Mine driving left side at the Solacek. Solacek blocked by Leibarger. And now it's Detweiler down the floor. Detweiler pass off, and he will get the assist to Bill Leibarger, who just had the block. 1 second to go in the third quarter. Braylon Mine takes a shot, 4 foot off the arc, and he'll miss it. But Hanover will go into the fourth quarter with a huge lead, 61-36, a 25-point lead over the Axel Eagles. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter quarter number four of our TVL Boys Championship. Axel Hanover. Hanover leads by 25, 61, 36 over Axel. Hanover lost last year 70-61 against this Axel team. Looking to break what is a 35-game winning streak for this Axel Eagles team. Far side corner, drive in, Hanover with the ball. And Cooper Bruner will draw a foul, go up and shoot two at the free throw line. This TVL tournament coverage has been brought to you by State Bank of Axel, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Company, Lincoln Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank, Frankfort, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, Medina State Bank, and the Bank of Highland. Can we thank all of our sponsors here who make this TVL tournament coverage possible as Cooper Bruna hits his first shot up at the free throw line, and he will follow through with his second one as well. Cooper Bruna, the 5'10 sophomore, has had a terrific second half here with 10 points. They had 9 points in the first half, 19 points on the game to lead our scoring by either team. Now Mine gets the steal, takes the ball back from Axel. Mine with it, spin move inside, flushing through defenders. Mine will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Mine has had such a phenomenal game. 10 points in the first half. Here in the second half, he's at 7 points. 17 points total on the game. Now make it 18. He can join Cooper Bruna with 19. Here at the free throw line, if he hits both shots, he made his first just then. And Mine's next shot is up and good. Bradley Mine goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. It's now 65-36, a 29-point lead for Hanover over Axel. Axel with the ball, bounce pass inside. Here's Detweiler to Schmitz. Schmitz kick out to Detweiler. Detweiler, Mohan dribbling. Now to Heinen. Heinen, Schmitz, Schmitz finishing in for two. His first point since the first quarter. Hanover still up though, 65-38 over Axel, 6:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Hanover has it. Foul called on Axel at the timeline. After this game, we'll have our girls championship, Lynn and Centralia. Should be a good one as well. Oh, and Shaughnessy will come off here to the bench. For Axel, Logan Samuel will come in. Landon Schmitz also just picked up his fourth foul of the game for Axel. One foul away from staying on the bench. Cooper Bruna, three-point shot from the deep corner. He drains it. Cooper Bruna, 22 points on the game for the Hanover Wildcats. It's a 30-point lead for Hanover over Axel. Logan Sandman getting the and one. Logan Sandman, 8 points on the game. And this is really the biggest takeaway here for Axel. Win or lose this game, Logan Sandman coming back to peak health is one of the biggest things you can hope and ask for if you're Axel. Free throw shot missed, rebounded now here down the floor with Hanover. Bruna at the top, drives left lane, pump fakes that way on a pass, and then it's taken away by Sandman. Sandman with the ball. Detweiler plants his feet, shoots the three. It's off the iron front of it. And trying to get the rebound is Sandman. Last to touch it, though, they'll say it is Hanover. So Axel will throw it in. Detweiler nudges his head left side. He'll get a guy to the right with Heinen. Heinen drives in. He'll take a jumper shot mid-range, and he'll flash it for two. Heinen, 6 points now on the game, 68-42. Hanover over Axel with 5:16 to go in this fourth quarter. Mine driving inside, passes underneath, now outside the perimeter. Inside drive, Cooper Bruna misses the shot, ball is loose, and picked up barely half court. No, never mind, it's going to be Axel who keeps it and takes it away. Schmidt, a bunny given to his teammate that he misses in Leibarger. Now Hanover, down the floor with the ball. Kadra Covers. With 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Hanover up, 68-42. Covers drives, left lane, misses. And the rebound's by Leibarger. Down the floor, Leibarger chases. Detweiler. Missing the layup, and there's going to be a timeout called, some frustration on the Axel side. 4:23 to go here in the fourth quarter, 68-42, Hanover over Axel. We'll take a break off this timeout. It's a full timeout, 60 seconds aside. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need.
Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
After the Axel timeout, 4:23 remains of the fourth quarter. Hanover is up 68-42 in the TVL Boys Championship over the Eagles. And a foul called here against Hanover underneath as Schmitz will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 4:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. As I said, Hanover up 68-42 over Axel. Schmitz at the free throw line. His first shot is up and in. Schmitz, first shot up and in, looking to let the second one follow through the same way as well, and it does. Schmitz at 4 points in the first quarter. He's got 4 points here in the fourth. Hanover still up 68-44, 3:37 to go in this fourth quarter. Hanover with the ball and fly it outside the perimeter to Bruna. Bruna, backdoor passes, and the ball is out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for Hanover. Hanover just sitting around 10 turnovers in this game. Axel over 15. Logan Sandman in the game here. Pass it inside. Leibauger, nice move to go in for two. Leibauger, his fourth point of the game for Bill, a 6'2 sophomore. That's still a 22-point game. Axel down to Hanover there. 1 point down, 30 points at largest. Minor underneath the basket. Couldn't finish. Here gets his own rebound, and he goes in for two. Braylon Mine now at 21 points on the game. Just a point under Cooper Bruna, who's at 22 points on the game. But Mine, he has done more in other statistical categories, leading the team with rebounds of 7 in this game. And his three-point play is accomplished. So now he is at 22 points as well to join Cooper Bruna. 2:24 to go in this fourth quarter. 71-46. Hanover leads over Axel. Axel with Heinen. Heinen to Schmidt. Schmidt calls for his teammate Heinen. Heinen gets it. Drives left side. Now a right hand finish. What a move by Clayton Heinen. Inside for two. The 5'10" junior letter winner. When I brought him up earlier this week in the coaches show with Jason Heinen. And he credited, you know, how incredible this Axel team is in the sense of its depth. And the way that they have multiple guys who can come in and play other than just Sandman and Shaughnessy, especially that guys can come in and do the dirty work as well. Timeout is called. 1:55 left to go in this fourth quarter. Hanover is up 71-48 over Axel. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
1:55 remains here in the fourth quarter of our TVL championship game. On the boys' side to follow, we'll have our girls' matchup between Centralia and Lynn, but right here, Hanover leading Axel 71-48. A 23-point lead. A rematch from last year where Axel won 70-61 over Hanover. Axel, they've won 3 consecutive TVL tournament titles, but this may be where it comes to an end. If you remember, Hanover, in 2025 in the fall season of football. They ended Axel's reign of four straight consecutive championship appearances and victories. Cooper Bruna inside here for Hanover. Goes up and in for two. He's now at 25 points, 24 points here on the game. Axel trying to respond here, but they're down by large with only 80 seconds remaining in this game, 73-48. Axel with the ball. Heinen on the right wing. He's looking to his left, dribbling up that way. It's out to Detweiler. Detweiler dribbling in stride, left side, out to Schmitz. And Schmitz will be called on a travel for Axel. And a minute left to go. The clock will roll here. And substitutes will come in. Hanover has won the TVL championship game. Or his final score still to be decided. Well, they will come out as the victors here in this matchup. His backups have taken the court. Hanover with the ball. It's Eli Hyman. Hyman to Kickafer. Kickafer on the right high post. Trying to finish. And it's off the board. In for two. Hanover getting their sixth score on the board. With 20 seconds remaining of this fourth quarter. Heinen out to Sandman. Sandman. Schmidt. Schmidt will fly a three. And it will hit the left side of the basket. Back outside to Heinen. Heinen will miss it, and a jump ball will be called, and that'll be our game. 75-48, our final score. Hanover ends a 35-game winning streak for Axel, and also ends their three consecutive TVL tournament championship streak as well. We'll talk more about it in our post-game show. We're back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland, member FDIC.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Post game here, our post game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. That's also our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Axel Eagles fall to the Hanover Boys in the TBL Championship game. Axel, their three straight streak of winning the TBL Championship comes down to an end, and their 35-game winning streak has been snapped, dating back to last season, the season they won the Class 1A Division II state title. Axel now is 12-1 on this season. Hanover goes to 13-0, the Class 1A Division II number one ranked team, as they came away with the TBL Championship victory, 75-48. Axel, they were led by Logan Sandman with 8 points and Landon Schmidt. Well, the Hanover Wildcats are led by Braylon Mine with 22 and Cooper Bruno with 24, who will be your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Also here, giving a shout-out to some of our TBL tournament sponsors, Bruna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. Again, thank you to all of our TBL tournament sponsors. Upcoming here, we got one more matchup. It is the Lynn Bulldogs and the Centralia Panthers, as Centralia will look to win it for another year here on the girls' side, the TBL Championship here on the girls' side of things. All right, we'll take a step aside. Here we'll be back on the MSC Sports Radio Network for our final game.